This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Today, it's fun to talk about a movie. I love talking about movies and the ideas behind them and where they come about. And of course, when they're family friendly, we want to highlight them and talk about what God is doing through Christian movies and the faith-based series and stories that go on with that. So we're going to tell you about a special one today. I have Andrew and Jay Huff. They're the creators of Dot Connor Web Detective, and I can't wait to hear more about it. Andrew and Jay, tell me about yourselves so we can ask about the movie.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Go ahead, Andy. Take it away.
Kind of give you a quick overview of the movie and the series. It started out as a streaming series for kids. And really for us, we're parents and we wanted better content for our kids. And so, and I'm a big mystery fan, right? Mystery stories. And Jay grew up on Nancy Drew and I grew up on Hardy Boys. And so we were like, hey, let's kind of take those fun things that we grew up on and kind of mash it together with our Christian beliefs and create a story of these young teenagers who investigate the questions they have about a life and their Christian faith using detective techniques. And so Dot Connor, the lead character, she's an inquisitive young girl. She's a Christian. And we just wanted something that was entertaining, but also had Christian values underneath it. And so we did the series initially, but we're independent and we are always looking to be able to bring better entertainment to the audience where they are. Just a couple of years ago, we realized the opportunity that was going to exist in bringing movies to movie theaters this year. And so we pivoted to, hey, let's continue the story. Let's make it even more accessible to a larger audience by creating a movie and putting it in theaters.
It's so great. Jay, you and Andrew being a couple together and a team together, how's this work for you all with your creative ideas?
Actually, it works really, really well. He is, I call him my chief creative officer, my CEO. I make sure that we stay on track. And so he has so many creative ideas. I make sure in a lot of the financial stuff as we run our company. But when it came to making a movie, that's a perfect role for a producer to do. And so, again, he took creative reins and I took control of just making sure that all the details are taken care of. I like to call it, I'm the party planner. He's like, I want to do this kind of thing as a birthday party or whatever. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to make sure all the people are there. We know what games we're going to play. I'm going to have all the materials and the food, and we're going to have a great time.
I love that. I mean, what a great team to be able to have both sides of that, to be able to fulfill this whole project. So, Jay, tell me what you love most about this.
Thank you for asking that question, because one of the things, Andy, again, came from it from a little bit of a logical standpoint where you go, hey, there is going to be room for theatrical releases in 2025, but our huge onus of wanting to create this, the content that was being forced into our kids' shows. Our little kids were having these agendas that we were having to explain that I was not okay with taking control of their shows. And my older kids, there was content in there that I was, why is this even in a kid's show? Why is this even in a PG? And so I wanted to put our foot down and say, what is content that we can show people that is uplifting, that applauds the role of a dad and it celebrates a grandma? And we didn't realize until after we were doing screenings and the little girls were coming out of the screenings going, this is the movie that was made for me. And I'm realizing that Dot is now like, this person could be my best friend.
Amen. Well, before we leave, Andrew, real quick, tell us, how could we see this movie if someone wanted to?
So we're kind of scrappy about this. And so we have a limited select number of theaters that are going to be available for the movie to be seen in on September 19th. But what's helpful for us is if when that list of theaters comes out, and you can go to dotconnor.com to see where it's going to be playing, if you don't see your town on the list, we'll have a way for you to say, hey, I want to see this. Because what helps us in the independent space is for the audience to speak out and say what they want to see.
I just ask people to pray for Andrew and Jay Huff, the creators of Dot Connor Web Detective. It's out September 19th. Andrew and Jay, thank you so much for what you're doing. Continue to do what God has called you to do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
Everything you need to know is at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.